Hey there. Well, I'll go first. I can't believe that we actually got picked. You know, these always come and we always wait, but I feel like in the back of our heads, we're always like, oh, it's gonna be somebody else, and this time it's us. So, since we're gonna be working together for a bit, how about we get to know each other, Okay, good. So, obviously, I know we're both from District 2, but I was wondering, are you also a career tribute, or were you raised normally? Okay, that's good. You and I will definitely have to team up then. I know that all of us career tributes are usually all excited for all that fighting and killing stuff, but I never wanted to do this stuff in the first place. I want to live long enough to experience everything life has to offer, you know? I mean, just think about how much life has after we do everything we've been training for. We can enjoy real stuff, like cake. I mean, haven't you ever wondered how that tastes? We don't have to spend our lives training anymore. We can eat what we want and do fun stuff, like. Oh, I remember one time I overheard someone talking about eating pizza and bowling, and apparently it's supposed to be delicious, and bowling is a game where we won't get cuts or bruises from. I mean, could you imagine a game where it's all about fun and we don't have to fight each other or pretend like we're fighting to the death and end up with a bunch of cut and bruises the same day? Yeah, so you can see the vision, right? I don't want our lives to end on that battlefield. I'll be damned if I die before I eat cake or pizza, or both in the same day. So here's the plan. We're gonna lay low, and when the numbers start crunching, we'll take out all the others. It should be easy enough. Okay, so I'm a master at long distance stuff. I'm good with bows and arrows, making all sorts of traps, and a lot of first aid stuff. So what are you good at? Perfect. So if I take care of the long distance and you're up front with your knives and combat skills, we're gonna be like the dream team. If you get injured, we can just fall back and I should be able to patch you up. So I think we might make it. Just don't get caught up in the hype of District 1 and 4's career tributes, okay? You and I will act like them in the interviews and stuff. But once we step in that arena, you know our plan. Avoid all fighting at first. And don't even tell our mentor about this, okay? It's just gonna be a secret between you and me. Pinky promise. Oh, here, give me your pinky. Yeah, my parents weren't career tributes like yours were. They lived normal lives, and my mom told me about this one. So, if we connect our pinkies, it means that we cannot break the promise no matter what. I'll be counting on you, okay? Oh, and we know the new rules that only official team-ups will be allowed to have two people win. Ever since last year's Katniss and Peeta fiasco. So, I guess, let's start dating? It has to seem natural, otherwise, we're not gonna get as many donations. You know, the rich people love a love story. It's okay if you don't wanna do that, though. I don't wanna pressure you. We could go like the traditional route instead, you and I fight to the death, or we can just declare a normal partnership. It's not like it has to be romantic, I was just thinking it'd help for the donations, you know? Not because I have like a crush on you for a while or anything. I mean, I am a trained killing machine, so that'd just be silly. Okay, yeah, so maybe I did have a crush on you for a bit. I just pretended to not know you because I didn't think you'd know me. I mean, even during training, I've always been a loner. I just didn't really get along with everyone who actually likes all this fighting stuff, you know? But yeah, I mean, how could I not know you? I saw you training a few times, well, actually a lot of times since our schedules matched up, and you'd always place in the top three of, well, all the knife competitions. You've always been super cool. Wait, you're joking. You've had a crush on me this whole time, too? How do you even know me? I never took part in those competitions, and I was always in the back of classes and training sessions. Oh, I guess being the only person with red hair does make me stand out. Yeah, I guess a plus of my parents being normal civilians is that most kids would get care packages of weapons and food supplements or whatever. But my mom gave me care packages of stuff that would make me happy, like stuffed animals, journals, or red hair dye. It was just something that made me feel different in the midst of all of us huddled together training every day. I just can't believe this coincidence. I mean, what are the odds of both of us getting chosen for this, right? And in the first year that two survivors are actually allowed? I guess you and I can be partners for real then. Okay, well, I might need to ask you for one more pinky promise, though. Promise me when we both win the games that the first thing we're gonna do is try some pizza and go bowling, okay? Good. Alright, well, I guess it's time to board the train now. Oh, one more thing we need to talk about is... Wow, what was that for? Oh, I guess I do talk a little too much. Feel free to, well, kiss me anytime you want. It was nice. Oh, yeah, good point. Do you think the fans will like it? Thank you for listening. This was obviously inspired by the fact that the new movie is coming out today, and this is completely just fan-made content, because I'm a fan of The Hunger Games. So, have a wonderful day or night. Mm-hmm.